May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. They were amazed at Jesus' answer, so they left him and went away. Have you ever noticed how Jesus answers questions in the Gospels? I'm always amazed by his responses. It seems that no matter who it is who asks the question, and no matter what their motivation is, Jesus' answer always includes a challenge to the questioner. And no matter how straightforward the question might sound, Jesus always answers with another question or a parable. We remember that to the man who asked him, "Who is my neighbor?" he tells the parable of the Good Samaritan. And then he asks them, "Who in this story acted as the neighbor to the man who was beaten and robbed?" Of course, it was the despised Samaritan. And so by doing this, Jesus enlarges the definition of neighbor to include everyone. Then a couple of weeks ago, they asked him, the religious leaders asked him, by whose authority do you do these things or do you teach? And then he came back at them with a question. He said, "I'll answer that question if you answer this. Was John's ministry from God or not?" And of course, they didn't want to answer that question. So today, it seems like in the Gospels, some Pharisees are always trying to catch Jesus in a violation of the law. And so this time they send their students, maybe they think he won't notice, send their students and the Herodians, and no one really knows who the Herodians were, to Jesus to ask him a trick question. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? Because these were Jewish people asking him this question, they meant, is it lawful under the Jewish law? Now, it would seem to be a yes or no question, but it has a catch-22 in it. Because either way that Jesus answered that question, he would have been in trouble. Either with the Roman rulers, for whom, of course, the answer should be yes, or with the Jewish leaders, because that, actually, the coin bearing the image of the emperor was idolatry to them. So either way he answered, he would have been in trouble. But of course, Jesus does not get caught in that trap. He knows their motivation, and he confronts them with that. And then he gives it right back to them. Looking at the coin, he says, "Show me a coin." Looking at the denarius, which is about a day's wage for a laborer, he asks them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" And they say, "The emperor's." And then he answers them with a challenge. "Give, therefore, to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were amazed at his answer and went away. Well, that answer might seem simple enough. On a surface reading of it, you could read that and say, okay, I'll pay taxes to the emperor or the government or whatever, and I'll give God other things, my time, my prayers, my love. But Jesus leaves open the question of what actually belongs to God. He is challenging the listeners and us to discern what it is that really belongs to God. At the 8 o'clock service, and sometimes at this service, during Advent and Lent, I think, when we bring forward the offerings, we say, "All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee." All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. Take this home and read it. This is a good thing, this stewardship insert. And he makes a good point in here, saying that if you follow the logic that we owe back to someone a thing that bears their likeness, then Jesus is telling us that we owe to God everything that bears God's image. Every person is made in the image of God. And God created everything and said, "It is very good." So he goes on to say, quite simply, everything that bears God's image, everything given to us in creation, God's greatness is stamped everywhere in the created world. Air, water, and sunlight, our food, our very existence, and our hope. Because God's image is everywhere, we owe to God our thanks for the earth's abundance, and we owe to God the right and just stewardship of this abundance. All of us and everything that is comes from God, belongs to God. If we are stewards, not owners, of God's good creation, if we just imagine what this world could be like, if a majority of the people in the world saw the created world as something to be cared for and taken in sacred trust from God, instead of polluted and destroyed for our own greed. And imagine what the world could be like if most of the people in the world saw every other person as bearing the image of God and treated every other person that way. Give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. Jesus wants all of us to wrestle with that question for ourselves. What is it that belongs to God?